Hi, Nick.
Hi, boy.
Yeah, I'm all right, boy. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while.
I say been a while. It's what, 2 weeks? No, 3 weeks. Is it longer than that?
Yeah, I think it's the best part of the month.
Oh, that's just me bending over. That's your old back giving out.
Jesus.
Well, listen, we've had feedback, right? Feedback for me, personally, quite personal feedback.
Mm.
It wasn't from, what's your man's name?
Your man's name?
No, no. What was the topic of the last podcast?
Oh, Little Graham Swan.
Little Graham Swan. Mm. Although that feedback was gold, by the way.
And at least he made the effort to phone in.
Correct, and I like listening to that.
Especially because he's really tiny. He has to have one of those fucking massive phones. Yeah. It's almost bigger than his head.
He looks like a character in Top Secret. Do you remember that film, Top Secret, Val Kilmer, and he had the magnifying glass and he took it away in his eye.
Or Ant-Man or Stuart Little.
I haven't seen Ant-Man, but I have seen Stuart Little.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. But I had given some feedback was to be you should try and be funny or more funny.
But you should.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
Well, we'll see through this podcast how I'm going to take that. I'm not going to tell you. Only you and the listener could be the judge
the
of
one
that.
One listener.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So anyway, I got a bit of feedback as well,
and
it basically said that you talk too much. And you sort of dominate it, and you should just shut the fuck up, basically.
That is feedback for me.
For you.
For me.
From Crowdog.
From Crowdog. I should shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right. It's funny, that, isn't it?
Have you met Crowdog?
No.
Bit of a bumpkin legend.
Right. So is that feedback to be trusted, then, you reckon?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's pretty fair.
Sure. It sounds a bit biased, because obviously...
Probably is a bit biased.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'll do is I'll discard that feedback immediately... And probably do even more, you know, talking.
But the thing is, he doesn't think I'm that funny either, so he's pretty fair.
I couldn't give a shit what he thinks about you, to be honest.
We should do.
But he said he's what?
A bumpkin.
A bumpkin. A bumpkin.
You know, from the country.
I already talked a bit like that.
Moxley, he's from Cowley.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Big Oxford United fan, and Rangers, and Celtic, and basically Arsenal. Loads of teams.
Cowley, headquarters of W.H. Smith?
No.
Used to be.
Headquarters of Mini,
right?
Probably the biggest car plant in manufacturing history in the UK.
This is terrible introduction.
Great, isn't it? Anyway, so what we're going to cover today outside of Cowley?
We're in a new venue. We're not going to say where.
No, we're not.
But it is new,
isn't it? And
actually quieter, apart from the squeaky door.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're not going to say where it is, but it's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, this is not contributing to the. Amazing intro set.
Scene setting.
Yeah, so what I'm going to say, Nicholas, if you just shut up for 1 minute, is...
Try to be funny.
Yes, just stop. Topics for today.
Mm.
Comedy duos.
Yeah.
Black pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that great subject.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to consult my notes, so I can't remember the rest of the topics.
Yeah, best... favourite away grounds.
Favourite away grounds. Good shout, good memory.
And
old
that's it.
No.
Oh.
Old insults.
Oh, yeah.
So the likes of Burke, Pillock and Wazzock.
Mm.
And then also, there might be something about fonts later on.
God.
Well, welcome back to the Podroid.
Oh, yeah.
My name's Alex and your name is...
Nicholas.
Frick. Okay, let's carry on.
What'd you call me? You call me
Nick.
All right, okay. It sounded like you called me a prick, but...
No, I think just what you're imagining.
Cool, yeah. good.
So our first topic is comedy duos.
Ring, 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 fucking school bells ringing, playground over, back to class, schoolboy, twat.
That doesn't even make sense, I've got no idea what you're saying.
It's like a child's fucking insult.
What?
Fucking a school playground, isn't it?
God, can we edit this bit? Jesus.
Fuck's sake. Go on, what do you want?
I thought you were supposed to be funny, that was your feedback, you're not funny.
No, fuck the feedback.
Well, you probably would, you dirty bastard. So, comedy duos. So, that's quite a loose topic. But I'm kind of thinking, who are your favourite comedy duos? And before I go into, apart from me and you, obviously.
Yes.
There's some great names out there.
More of a duo.
Little and Large.
Okay. Yeah.
Russ Abbott and Bella Remberg.
Russ Abbott and Dusty G.
Dusty G, yeah, he died, didn't he?
He did.
Poor bloke.
Yeah, well.
The Dusty Bin and Ted Rogers.
Yeah.
He was doing the Dusty thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's not that many in modern times, is what I was going to say. So I can only think of a couple.
Okay.
Which I'm going to go through in a minute.
Right.
But I'd like you to go first in terms of who would you say is up there with your favourite comedy duos, and why?
Sure, wow, it's like...
And why?
It's like Parkinson rolled into, what's the Irish fella's name? Graham Norton.
Yes, not in the same league as Parkinson.
And a massive Bellend, all rolled into one. I've got three.
Go on, then.
Yeah, what? You want me to name them and why?
Well, it'd be a bit boring if you just said
nothing. Okay, so kind of spanned three separate decades, really. Yeah. One, Cannon and Ball. You know Cannon and Ball?
Yeah, that's what you put in
the... in blue. Yeah. Woo.
Are you serious? Cannon and Ball, really?
Well, I'll explain why, right?
Why?
Well, growing up in the 1980s, as we did, late 70s, early 80s, Cannon and Ball were ubiquitous. They're everywhere.
You're more late 70s, to be fair.
1974 I was born, so really being able to appreciate comedy probably was more in the 80s than it was in the late 70s. But
so
still,
don't reference the 70s then, fuck's sake.
Well, I was born in the 70s, late 70s,
early
80s.
You can't remember it, can you?
Do you want topics, or do you just want to be a sycophant?
That's not a sycophant, is it? That'd be agreeing with everything you're saying.
A pedant.
Yeah, exactly, that's a pedant.
Yeah,
get on with it then. Cannonball.
Cannonball, first exposure, I think, really, to comedy. Bournemouth, that was where we used to holiday as a family every summer. We'd go and see Cannonball, usually at the end of a pier or in the winter gardens.
Because I thought you were talking about TV, because I remember on TV and it was shit.
So live, excellent, peerless almost. They were at the top of their game.
Well, not if they were at the Bournemouth Pier. They were probably
big
not peerless.
Draw, back in the... Christ. So
that's very new, isn't it?
Yeah, it has, really.
It's a good joke, that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Joke. Well, that's why you're the funny one.
Yeah, I'd like the listeners to rate that joke. I'd probably give it 8 out of 10.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? It was your joke.
I wouldn't, but that was quite good. Thinking on your feet.
Okay. It's a pun, though, right?
Same thing. Joke, pun. Well,
pun's the lowest form of wit.
Punishment.
I would say. Right. Yeah. So, Cannonball, early 80s, whenever, brilliant live. Also on TV, doing loads of stuff. It's brilliant.
I'm not sure about TV stuff. I just remember them.
And also they did the Boys in Blue, which is a feature film. And they were starring as a pair of coppers in the countryside or whatever.
That sounds hilarious.
Terrible. It is terrible, but it was a film that we used to watch quite a lot growing up.
But I can't remember, like, did they do... Because I'll be honest, I remember them. And I never really got it. Probably because I was too young.
Straight Man, Funny Man.
Yes, yeah, Straight Man, Funny Man.
Lots of physical comedy.
They didn't have characters, did they? Not character
driven. They were characters. They were characters.
They were characters, but not character driven, so they didn't create characters. Well, it's literally like stand up routine almost between the two of them.
Yeah, it was basically, you know, Bobby Ball, who was the short one, who used to wear Rock on Tommy, and Tommy Cannon, he was a straight man, and he'd often try and come out and do something really serious, and Bobby Ball would inevitably fuck it up by being a dick.
It's a bit like Little and Large then, really.
It's a standard, you know, Laurel and Hardy and stuff, you know, going back, Albert and Costello. Mm-hmm. Standard, you know, tropes of, you know, straight man, funny man. Mm-hmm. Brilliant, though. Did it really well. Massively popular. And one duo. Second duo, I think probably more up your Straza, would be Vic and Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Who I think kind
of really,
about
them. Really bad,
reinvented comedy for me.
Great show.
Massively surreal. Flights of Fancy, just absolutely oblique. You
just
know,
pure nonsense.
No jokes per se. Yeah,
doesn't have to be.
No
just
jokes.
Enjoying himself. Yeah. That's what I like about it. And you watch him and you think,
yeah,
that's brilliant. It's funny. I want to be part of that.
So
just
big
hilarious.
Night out.
Just nonsense.
Just ridiculous.
Some people don't get it though, do they?
No, and you can see why, because it isn't traditionally funny, but they invented, I would say, almost a surrealist comedic, you know, style that's been copied and parodied.
Nick the film critic's coming out here, he's using big words I don't understand.
And, you know, you can see Ross Noble has done that, Harry Hill to a point, Lee Evans, probably more physical comedy, but they were brilliant, and they have been, all their iterations, you know, since the early 90s, Vic and Bob's Big Night Out, you know, Catterick, which
even
is
the latest
serious,
stuff was brilliant.
And the new Vic and Bob's Big Night Out.
Good.
And then I saw them live a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Just after Bob and Daddy's heart bypass, and I laughed as much for two hours solid. It was the funniest thing. I felt like I was having my own heart attack.
You sucked into it.
But they love
so
it
funny.
So much, and like you can see them having fun.
Yeah, that's
and
the
they
thing.
Love each other. They're best mates.
But that is a thing for me. Like you, any comedian for me is you can tell they're enjoying it. If it's too contrived, I really struggle.
Yeah,
you know, too scripted. Like I like Ricky Gervais, for example.
Yeah.
But then if you see him out, I know we're talking, that's a singular.
Mm.
So he was one of mine, comedy duos, with Stephen Merchant. And I know it's not necessarily a...
Writing.
A stand-up.
Writing-wise, yeah.
No, yeah, exactly. So it's not a stand-up, but I did say comedy duo, so I didn't define it had to be a stand-up. But if you watch, well, any Office, Extras, anything like that, and like you said earlier, it's about a straight man and a funny man. Although, I think with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, Ricky Gervais and anyone, in fact, that it goes up with, it's usually he is not even a funny man. He's a fucking bully. A bit like you. So he's just abusive to the other person. And then Stephen Merchant's like, oh, all right then.
I'm going to skate over that defamation of character and say that Ricky Gervais and Merchant peaked with The Office, steadily, progressively got more up their own arse. It was funny, Extras was good, and the other,
I can't remember, the fellow with
Warwick Davis, I can't remember what was it called, Life's Too Short? Something like that. Progressively worse. And actually, even his solo stuff, the stand-up, got progressively worse. So I went to see him, I think, and he's...
I watched Humanity, though. That was brilliant.
It was okay. It was all right.
I really enjoyed it. I was watching it on the train. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's after being on a train journey with you, though, so it's probably much, much funnier.
Well, anything would be funny after spending 5 hours with me.
Exactly. So that was one of mine. And then the other's mine, and you can't read it because it'd be cheating.
Well, I've got another one, but you can carry on.
Oh, thanks very much.
It's all right.
Fucking idiot.
Comedy duo.
So I'm going to put a couple of out there. So I really like Gervais and a Merchant. They'll be right there for me in terms of writing and just general last 15, 20 years. Consistently
you've
good.
We've done that. Yeah.
Move on. You rabbited on about Hale and Pace. Fucking hell, mate.
Hale and Pace?
Yeah.
You mean Vic and Bob?
Vic and Bob. Yeah. So, actually, that slip of the tongue leads me on to Hale and Pace.
You're joking.
Fucking no, they are genius.
Really?
Yeah. Do you not remember Black Pepper?
No. So, the Governors, I remember that. Doorman. Yeah,
just
funny. That was quite good.
Yeah, just genius.
That was it.
Just, this is the thing. Mm. So the fact you just said, oh my God, you're joking. And I can see why, because they're a bit mainstream. They're not necessarily cool.
Very bland.
But they're not. They're fucking funny.
You think they're subversive comedians?
I don't think they're subversive. It's not about being subversive. It's just about people I find funny. Right. And I think a bit like you were saying about Vic and Bob, they just... enjoying what they're doing, and it hits a spot for me.
But they find it funny, and that's all they care about.
No, I don't think that's true.
I think that's very true. If you listen to interviews, that if it makes them laugh, then it's good enough.
Well, I think if you went into a restaurant, how many times do you get some guy up to you going, you know, you could be in fucking, I don't know, Thai curry.
Prezzo,
and you could be having a little pizza or some Nando's. Shitty pasta, Nando's. And there's always some pizza guy that goes up to you and goes, black pepper. There's a great sketch. Look it up on YouTube. Black Pepper.
I won't do that now.
That is genius. Don't look it. Yeah.
No.
That
okay,
ruined
so
it.
So Hale and Pace.
Ruined Flood.
Terrible.
That ruined Flood.
Carry on.
And I was going to say, in that same blandness, because I knew that you'd find this controversial, the blandness.
But I just don't find it very good.
Yeah, that's fine.
But it's your personal choice.
Yeah.
It does speak volumes, though.
It does, in terms of your brand of humour. If you let me speak, I'll just be able to explain a little bit more. Then you've also got Ant and Dec.
Right.
And then, again...
Fucking
genuinely funny,
mate. I'm generally really funny. Losing what little respect I have for you. It's terrible, but only because I think you know that I really do like my comedy, and this is like a dagger in my heart.
Yeah,
it's like being shivved in jail.
Again, as you just said, I don't really care.
Multiple steps.
Shall I just explain why I like them?
Yeah.
So, just consistently on mainstream shit TV that I'm forced to watch with my wife. With my kids.
What were we talking?
We're talking everything. Everything
that's got talent. Jungle.
I'm a Celebrity.
I don't watch that, but the
I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And then there's one other that I'm missing.
And Takeaway.
All the stuff that the kids and the wife
that's
like.
That's true, the kids do like that.
Right. And then they come on.
Mm.
And they are just fucking brilliant. And they make it worth watching.
Mm.
Because I have to sit there and go, yeah, all right, okay, I'll watch this and I can watch the football the next day.
He got pissed up and crashed a car not far from here.
I know,
he?
In Richmond, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Not that we're in Richmond.
No, but the point
is... If we were.
Yeah. That's all right, we're after work, it's okay.
That's true.
Yeah. But the point is, they just consistently make stuff that isn't funny funny. So,
right.
In a jungle. And like you saw it this year when it was Holly and Anne.
No, I didn't.
Okay, Holly and Dec, sorry, because like you said, he got pissed up and he couldn't do it anymore.
Crashed his car. Got divorced from his missus.
Yeah, all right. Poor lad, leave him alone.
Huh?
Anyway, so Holly and Dec did it. And sure, she did a good job, but it's not the same as Anne and Dec. They just got this natural repartee. They're just funny, they're just naturals. And if you put them on Strictly, it'd be 10 times better than fucking... what's her face?
Different show, mate.
Well, I know that, but if you put them on it, they'd make it good.
Right.
So okay. that's why I'm voting for them, because they make something that isn't funny.
Yeah, funny.
Funny.
Right. And is that funny?
A bit like your face is funny.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's no contest.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But together, our face is not funny, because mine's really, you know, quite good looking.
Right.
Doesn't really work.
Right. I don't know what's going on. It's a bit odd. I'm finding it a bit hard to keep
face.
Eye contact with you.
Because I'm so attractive. Yeah.
But don't press stop, because I haven't finished yet.
I'm not going to press stop.
I can see your thumb hanging over there.
Just seeing who else I've got on there. Just seeing who I've got
on there. Are you done with your fucking awful choices?
Yeah, I've got one more. But you go ahead, Nick.
So my final choice of comedy duos would be the Mighty Boosh.
Here we go. You're such Fielding a wanky and, critic, aren't you?
No, it's just a personal preference. You know, Julian Barrett, Noel Fielding. But again, a little bit surrealist.
Yeah, so you've gone the opposite of Hayden Pace deliberately to make it more surreal. Oh, look at me, I like surreal. I'm a critic, I love surreal shit.
No.
Oh, aren't I wacky? Aren't I intelligent?
No, that's...
You can't face doing anything that's on ITV.
But you forget my first choice, Alex, you dildo.
Cannonball.
Correct.
But
so what that does is it cannonballs your ship out
of the
water.
Is that a joke, cannonballs?
You know it. I'm trying to be funny.
So anyway,
Mighty Boosh. Brilliant. Excellent. Again, one that kind of subsequently kind of captured lightning in a bottle for the first series. Got the second one was okay. Third one wasn't
Hang on,
so
stop.
Good.
Captured lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, like that surrealist humour, you know, and just massively brilliant in terms of the work, the interplay between the two. Straight man, funny man again. Standard trope in stand-up and comedy.
Yeah.
But Flights of Fancy, songs, just a bleak, kind of almost Monty Python-esque.
Too far-fetched for me.
Right, fine, but this is my choice.
Yeah, I know,
yours.
But it's called a conversation and debate, otherwise it's a bit boring, it's just you talking all the time.
Yeah.
So, for me, and I appreciate it's your choice, but
thank
for
you
me,
for the feedback.
It just went a little bit too fun, surreal, trying a bit too hard. Whereas Vic and Bob, like you said earlier, they're just funny, naturally funny.
Mm.
And they just go, let's make this character who carries around a Tesco bag or whatever it might be. And then away they go.
Mm.
Whereas
You're
Mighty Boosh is a bit too scripted.
Athemo.
I know, which is probably his own character. But you know what I mean. It's that kind of vibe where they just go with it. Whereas I think Mighty Boosh tries a bit too hard to be cool for me. For my liking,
I think it was very cool. I think it was very much of its time. I think it was brilliant. Again, live, it was absolutely brilliant. In fact, me and Mrs. Sarah, my wife, me and her went to a very early stand-up that they did in Wimbledon, work in progress, and we met them and whatnot.
I tell you, it'd be good for those
and
series.
And it was absolutely brilliant.
That's
that was
great to news.
What?
Great news. That is really good to hear. So, but I think who would be good for like Vic and Bob and the Mighty Boosh?
Don't patronise. Are you fucking patronising little fucknut? Terrible who? Stuff. I'm not doing this anymore if you do that again. I'm being deadly serious.
Tell you, it'd be really great for those shows though. Mighty Boosh and Vic
Ever
and Bob.
Speak to me like that again.
Would be little Graham Swan. Imagine him. Just rock it up. So, who's behind the door, Vic? Oh, it's little Graham Swan.
Only
comes talking about cricket and sexuality.
Yeah, but they go, well, you're far too small to be Graham Swan.
Yeah.
But who are you?
Graham Swan.
I'm little Graham Swan.
Yeah, and then he comes, you know, leaving
in
messages.
In his whites.
In his whites, with his posh voice.
Yeah.
Giving it the big one.
With his, what I would say is, you know, kind of middle-of-the-road criticisms.
Yeah, he needs to try a bit harder, doesn't he? I'd like to hear from him again.
Yeah, good.
Come on, you cunt. Okay, so the next one for me... So
you got more?
I've got one more. Well, it's three each.
Is it any worse? Is it any better?
I think you'll think it's worse. So we're going to find out.
You've done Hayden Pate. You've basically trawled the vanilla path through comedy.
Wow, this is where I think you're a bit too much of a snobby critic. Find it funny.
I'm not snobby. I just don't think it's as funny as my
choice. Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, says the Mighty Boosh wank shaft. Okay, so for me...
The Mighty Boosh what?
wank shaft. Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but
hurry
up, because I'm dreading it. It's like waiting for death.
Two Ronnies, absolute genius.
Yeah, but now we're agreeing, because they are an absolute classic.
For me, like you said earlier, growing up, in the 80s.
I think
watching
you knew
Friday
that.
Night.
I think you knew that. I think you were setting this up for me to start slagging you off again, but you know it'd be very hard to argue about.
Well, no, I don't know, because I know a few people that are not a huge fan of the two.
Fucking idiots.
I agree with you, Nicholas. Yeah, I agree, but FUNEX is my particular favourite. N or FUNEX. And it's all letters. Genius.
Absolutely. Phonetics. Yeah.
Four candles.
My
Phantom Raspberry Blower.
Just on that. Have
okay. Go for it.
My father-in-law writes that down for the girls pretty much every time he comes around.
Oh, ledge.
And they absolutely love it. And it's exactly. A bit of a standing joke between
but
us.
It's just,
that's lovely, that.
That's for me, it's genius.
Passed down the generations.
Because it's good humour. It's clean. It's
clever humour.
And it's just funny.
Yeah.
It's so well written. I know they didn't always write it all. Four Candles are classic. Yeah.
They didn't write all their own stuff. No, they didn't. Write most of it and wrote for other people.
Ronnie Barker did. The only bit I wasn't keen on was And the Producer Said. Which is a bit like this podcast, to be fair.
Was it the one where he sits in the chair?
Yeah, it's blah, 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 and then just gibbles on, and then he has a punchline, which is not worth all the gibbering on.
But
really.
Sometimes
like
it's almost worth going through that to get to the next sketch, which you know would be genius.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you a bit of breathing space, doesn't
and
it?
And then Porridge as well, which he wrote.
True.
Ronnie Barker, which was absolutely fucking
but
genius.
Going back to the two Ronnies, things that I remember really well.
Mm.
The Worm That Turned. Do you remember that's like a little kind of Victorian drama and stuff like that? Or no, sorry, that's a Phantom Raspberry Player. Do you remember that?
Of London Town, and there's basically a guy going of it. Right, yes, I can picture it. I can't
just genius.
Remember.
The Worm That Turned, and then they had all this one set in the future where women ruled the world as well.
But again, you know,
amazing.
You got to think,
amazing.
That, you know, back in the day, that
just
was
funny.
Stuff that got regularly got 25, 30 million views. Like Morecambe and Wise, another duo that could easily make this list.
Not for me, Morecambe and Wise.
Well, Morecambe and Wise was very, people either love them or hate them, actually, I think.
I don't hate them, but I just don't get it. And I think, like, my mum and dad like
clever.
It, for example. And I get that it's clever, and, you know, but I think it's of its time and it hasn't aged very well. So I tried to watch it, you know, and I watched it when my mum and dad
said. Then you thought, bloody hell, I must find the remote control.
Exactly.
To turn the telly on.
Exactly. Turn it off.
Funny. See? Funny.
That's not funny. It doesn't make any sense either.
It does make sense.
Anyway,
when you listen back to this,
the two Ronnies, just genius.
I can't.
Just comedy gold.
I even watched it yesterday. I won't disagree.
Do you watch yesterday?
No, but I have watched it fairly recently.
That's good.
Open all hours.
I watched it only yesterday.
But that was.
All right,
mate. All right, boy. What was that?
That was our little intro section into favourite away football grounds.
What?
That was like a crowd noise. Like that.
Come on, you fucking crap!
Right, you've got to not say the words. You've got to be more like,
get in your red jumper, no! You fucking have him!
Exactly.
Kill him!
Basically that.
That.
Yeah, so what's your favourite away ground, Nick?
Two.
Desmond.
Got two.
Oh, no, that'd be 2-2.
Yes.
That'd be a
scoreline.
I've
got two.
Rewind selector.
Bad Keith Flint, by the way. That's
sad news.
See, did you ever
genuinely
see the Prodigy?
Sad news.
Yeah, I'm
no piss
not being flippant.
Here.
No.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Prodigy?
I did. I saw them at Milton. I was going to say Milky Beans. Milky Beans Bowl.
Yes.
With my little brother.
Yeah.
And they were excellent.
Yeah.
They had quite a good lineup as well, supporting like Chase and Status, and there's some sort of
Chase and Status.
And some metal band as well that. Enter Shikari.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're
pretty good.
They're from St Albans.
Are they?
Sent the Shikari.
So not far
not
for them
far,
to go.
No, not really.
Anyway, we saw the project and they're amazing.
Yeah.
Proper
so
quality.
I think, and I can't be 100% sure, that we saw them at Nebworth supporting Oasis, that famous
Oh, you will have
day-er.
Done. Yeah, you will have. Well, it depends which day you went.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if we did, but I think we did. But
by all if you saw the Chemical Brothers as well...
Yes,
because that was the day the Prodigy were there.
Was that when Cars were playing as well? and Mannix.
No, I think that was a different day.
I think we might have missed it. But having worked in the music industry for a little bit as a journo.
Okay.
I never met him.
Oh, right.
But by all accounts, he was an absolute ledge. Kept very humble.
Yeah.
Even though they were a hugely successful band, he always kept very close to his roots.
Ran a pub, didn't he?
Motorcycle team. Very sad.
Yeah, sad news.
Anyway, bit of a downer, but thought we'd mention it.
No, I think as well, I don't know if you saw Alan Partridge the other night.
Yeah, it was
they're
good.
Kind of celebrity grieving, and like it gets sort of done a lot with obviously, and I think they're making a point that, you know, you don't know this person, etc. But I think actually, if you think actually that bloke's a fucking decent bloke,
I think people at a certain age,
nothing wrong with that.
And the Prodigy growing up with them, they were a bit of a breath of fresh air, weren't they?
They were.
They transcended their kind of rave roots with that, with Charlie and all that, and became global megastars.
Global electronic
but
megastars.
Brilliant, heavy as well. Actually, to be fair, I did meet their guitarist, Giz Butt, who used to be their live guitarist, and heavy as fuck live. They were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
great. Anyway, sad news. Favourite away ground? Well, I've got
so
two.
Moving on. Yeah.
Football, we're talking about. I'm assuming.
Not fucking egg chasing, mate.
So Nottingham Forest, City Ground.
Never been.
Well, it, you know, I've got quite close ties to Nottingham. I've got a family from there, so I've been up there a lot, spent a lot of time up there. And it's brilliant. It's a brilliant, you know, it's obviously fucking a stone's throw from the county ground, which is
Yeah.
the county.
And Trent Bridge itself, the cricket ground, which I've been several times.
Yeah. It's not Nottingham is a fucking brilliant city.
Oh, it's a great night out.
And it's got pubs really near every, because it's near Trent Bridge as well.
Brilliant.
They've got loads of boozers really near. It's a brilliant old fashioned stadium. You know, you feel quite on top of everything.
They get good crowds as well.
They do, considering they're shite.
Well, I've got a mate who goes, he's a season ticket, he lives down where I live, down in Surrey, and but he's from Nottingham. And he goes every home game, and he said it only cost him, I think, £20 on average for a game, and he could get his daughter in for tenner, if that.
Brilliant. And it's a beautiful looking ground.
Yeah.
It's near loads of boozers. It's got great history. They got a naughty boys crew, you know, in terms of naughty hooligan.
Makes
some
noise, do they?
They do make some noise, and you have to be slightly careful what pubs you go in beforehand, but that's fairly standard.
Yeah, as I say, it's not unusual.
But yeah, good. And I've had some good days out there and some good nights. So good memories from there. Second one would be Enfield Town. When I used to go home and away with Barnett, Enfield were our local rivals. Always used to play them on Boxing Day home and then New Year's away.
Were you in the same league though?
Yeah, in the conference. And
Enfield Town were in the conference?
Yeah. Back when in was the this? Day. Ooh, the late
80s. I've got some friends who live up in Enfield, and I can't remember them ever being.
Yeah. They're back now. They're not where Southbury Road. I think that was what it was called. But yeah, we used to. And it used to be fights and all. You know, that's
really. Just,
yeah, and they used to hate each other. Barnett and Enfield still
do. Just down the road,
this is in the conference. They used to be at swap ends at half time.
So where
there was
Enfield
no police.
Now?
I think they're in a fucking shit.
They've gone right
three
down.
Or four divisions below the conference. Where they're playing the Met Police, I think that league.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
it might be Ryman.
Yeah, Ryman,
but anyway,
Premier or whatever it is.
Again, boozers, although I wasn't really drinking when I was going then, but it was loads of boozers, loads of aggro, and it was proper old fashioned stadium, smelt of
good atmosphere.
Burgers and onions. And,
nice.
You know, it was, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, good memories, some cracking games, terrible pitch.
Yeah.
Great.
Fair play. So for me, I'd go Charlton Athletic. That is right up there. I just love, obviously, it's the Valley. And just the way you come up to it, it's
but
proper
you're a
old
Palace
fashioned.
Fan.
No, I'm an Ipswich fan, fuck off.
But you're
fucking,
a, you're
don't even try this
but
shit.
But you are a Palace fan.
No.
You go to Palace, though.
I go to Palace at home, yeah. So yeah, let's get this really clear if you're going to fucking try and wind me up.
So is that in the West?
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. So I'm an Ipswich fan, from Ipswich, born and bred.
You sound quite defensive.
I am a bit defensive at the moment. And so all the times that I've been away have been with Ipswich. Yeah, absolute fucker. And then Palace, I go and watch at the moment. You're right, I've got a season ticket because I take my daughters, who are from Croydon, like their mum, to go and watch Palace.
Sure.
But I still go and watch Ipswich as well.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Just not as much as Crystal Palace.
Correct, at the moment.
Right. Okay, yeah.
But they're at home.
Yeah.
Ipswich away and home. Anyway.
Yeah.
So going back in terms of any away games, then Charlton for me is brilliant.
Mm.
I just love the way you rock up. It's still a bit of a shithole at the back of the away stand.
Yeah.
But it's fucking massive. It's like literally the width of the pitch.
Yeah.
And then you've got a great view, and the atmosphere, because the roof is over you as well, is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just it's just fucking immense. And I've been to a few games there where Ipswich have won in the last minute. I think there's one where I think is Hunt scored in the last minute. And everyone
Hunt.
Yeah. Scored in the last minute, and everyone just went ballistic. Sure. It was brilliant. Mm. And I just got great memories from watching games at that ground.
So I feel slightly confused, you know, kind of allegiances here, but, you know.
Well, says the man who supports Barnet and Arsenal.
Well, that's...
Make your mind up. Oh, so you just picked a ground. You apparently support Arsenal,
yeah.
Then you picked a ground
based on Barnet. I wasn't allowed to go to Arsenal when I was 8 or 9, 10.
I just easily explain my allegiances.
And a bit fighty.
Yeah.
So I used to go to Barnet where it wasn't like that. And then when I was old enough, I'd go to Arsenal.
Well, that's great. So who do you actually support?
Arsenal and Barnet.
You support both, you see. I would say I support Ipswich. I like and enjoy going to watch Crystal Palace.
Mm.
And I will cheer them on and say, well done, etc.
I think the thing is there's no conflicts of interest, is there, with Barnet and Arsenal?
Well, I think there is.
How?
Well, location.
Why? No, but why? What do you mean, location?
Well, they're quite close to each other.
What do you mean by close?
Well, in the same area, Nicholas.
But they're not in the same area, are they?
Well, they are. Most people are.
Well, they're both in
that neck of the woods. Support.
Well, Barnet's on the outskirts of North London.
Yeah.
And Arsenal's not.
It's not far away, mate. Most people support Arsenal around
there. But I don't understand. But I do support Arsenal.
But you just said you support Arsenal and Barnet.
Yeah, but I support Arsenal and Enfield
because you love their grounds. So you've got three teams now. You're worse than Crowdov with his five teams.
It makes no sense. I mean, I don't buy your argument at
all. Well, I don't really want an argument. I just want to tell you what I think.
It sounds like you do. It sounds like you've been spoiling for a fight since you've been here.
I'm going.
You're in a really bad mood.
I'm going for Charlton as one of my favourite away grounds. So I've always had a good time there, great atmosphere, especially watching Ipswich away there. Never seen any other team away, apart from York City a few times. So I've got mates sports York City, so we go and watch that.
It, really. It's very
seen
confused.
Oxford actually a few times.
Oh, it's very confused.
It's all to do with your mates, isn't it? You know. Even see West Bromwich Albion at home against Stoke City. I don't like Stoke.
Going off topic now, aren't you?
I'm just saying.
Who are cunts?
Stoke are cunts, aren't
Why?
They? Just cunts.
Yeah. Well, that's
naughty, dirty bastards. And then
no argument for me.
Second away.
You still got that second.
Second away ground. Well, if you keep interrupting, it's going to take a bit longer, isn't it, twat? Second away ground.
Very fighty today.
Yeah, very fighty.
You put your tampon.
It's only because you're a cunt,
mate,
isn't it?
We'll take your tampon out.
You don't need to reference tampons, is there? It's not very nice.
Sounds like you're on your period. Or menopause. One out of two.
Wow. Wow. A little bit sexist and offensive. Great
well, not
work.
Really. It's impossible. So it's a flight of fancy because you're a man. You can't have the menopause.
You don't know that.
I don't know it for
I
sure.
I could be non-binary identity.
But you are married and you do have children. I mean, I know that's not... It fulfills some of the prerequisites, I would say.
Yeah,
for being,
you don't know for sure.
Being heterosexual.
You couldn't be confident.
You could be confident.
You couldn't be confident.
I couldn't be confident on
no.
What?
No. Oh, on anything.
And do you know one thing I am very confident? What's sure
that?
I thought
you might say yeah, that. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, Can I explain my second ground yet?
No, you fucking can't.
Okay.
I don't want to know. Actually, I'm not contributing to this section anymore.
You're not?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Second ground for me is a real tricky one, and I'll be honest, I'm really struggling. Okay, that's nice, Nick, thanks. I would go for... I'm really trying to think this one out. I'm really struggling when I was pairing this, Nick. I feel like I'm stringing this out a little bit, but I've got to really give it some more thought.
Really bored.
Yeah.
Cool, mate.
Yeah, I want to hear a bit more from you.
No, fuck you. Yeah. Let's pause.
No.
Let's draw a line under this.
I've got it.
We've both agreed this hasn't been your finest hour.
I've got it. Spurs.
Again, being deliberately antagonistic.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You mean talking Spurs at Wembley, their new home?
Well, I thought you liked Barnet, so you'd be Enfield Town. You'd be a bit disappointed if I chose them as my favourite away ground.
I don't understand. Where's the logic in that?
Well, Spurs. I just think I love the way it's sort of located.
I like the green pitch. I like the way you play football on the pitch, and there's all seats that you can sit on and you can get a burger and a pie. I like it a lot.
It's a new character. It's great to see you embracing characters.
No, it's not a character.
Okay. But anyway, I like the Spurs ground.
That is
great atmosphere.
Great atmosphere.
Much better than Arsenal, where there's no fucking atmosphere.
Who cares?
More atmosphere on the moon.
Fucking couldn't give a shit.
Idiots.
Not my team, is it?
Who, Arsenal?
No, but they're not my team to control.
Oh, no, it's Barnet, isn't it?
I can't control other people.
All right, you big wazzock. How you doing?
Sounds like the intro to some kind of Hovis advert from the 1980s.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, dear.
Yikes, Nick. Night. So this
I've almost opened Pandora's box again.
You did. You were lucky. I put it right back in that box.
You did.
So this section, to the bishop. This section, Nicholas, this topic is old insults. And the reason that I suggested this topic,
yes,
is because
can I use a word? You used the word.
Well, shall I explain it? Because I was kind of introducing the story.
Sure.
You called me a Burke on WhatsApp.
I did.
And I'm thinking, hang on. Actually, my dad hasn't called me that since 1986. Yeah, and that's probably the last time I heard it.
He's called you far worse. Burke. That's why.
Yeah, he has.
He's moved on.
Yeah, he's called me a prat and a pillock and all sorts. But I do remember the word Burke, and it got me thinking.
Mm.
Are there any old insults that you use? And you're looking at your notes, I'm going to look at mine.
I am.
So I'm going to start off with a couple here.
It may well seem that this is free-form and unplanned.
Well, we gave it a bit of thought, didn't we?
We did give it a bit of
thought. So I'm going to go with a couple here. So obviously you've got Burke, which Burke's like you use. And of my other favourite old insults that no longer get used, I'd like to see resurrected in the English language, pillock.
Excellent.
Because that just literally means nothing.
Didn't I actually call you a pillock the other day as well, over our work into... thing.
Probably did, yeah.
Yeah.
The favourite one I've got is Wazzock. You steaming Wazzock.
Sure.
Cretin, yeah. I think.
Cretin's excellent.
Cretin's excellent, but it's a bit offensive. Apparently it's some kind of disease. So if you're cretinous, you've got a disease. I could have got that wrong.
I don't care. I think it sounds wonderful.
It sounds great, doesn't
it? Yeah, it has
Moron
a lovely...
is good.
Moron's brilliant.
Bozo is excellent.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Morons from Outer Space. Do you remember that film?
No. Do you know what Moron reminds me of? You.
Right.
And then I've got...
I mean, brilliant. I mean...
I've got a few others.
Is that it?
No, I've got a few others.
Okay,
so
good.
I want you to rank them out of 10. Ready?
Yeah.
Wally.
Yeah.
Wally. That was predominant in the 80s and he's like, you big Wally.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? How much out of 10?
Sounds a bit young ones to me.
So how much out of 10?
What do you mean out of 10?
Rate it out of 10. 6, 7, 8, 9.
But what? 1 being shit and 10 being the best insult
I've
ever
heard. Well,
obviously,
that's normally how you do it.
No, no, not necessarily.
Oh, just fucking get on with it.
7.
Wally. 7.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this one? Next one. Gary. You're a big Gary.
What's the entomology behind that?
Ooh, I don't know. I think it was just where when I was at primary school, people
zero.
Would say, you're Gary.
Zero.
Oh, you're a Gary.
Okay, zero.
You're a bit
zero.
Of a twat, basically.
Move on. Zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trev, you big Trev.
Zero.
Why?
Because I don't understand where it's coming from.
Okay, so this has been local slang in it for
yeah,
Gary or a
yeah.
Trev.
I mean, to be
just
fair...
Just means you're a bit of a twat. He's showing off all the time.
To be fair, what you're doing is you're perfectly illustrating why I think Ipswich is... full of retards. And retards is one of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've got another one.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of more at uni, so it's a little bit of a snob factor, which I'm not keen on this one, but I just remember it.
Mm.
Townie.
Growing up in London, it would never be applicable. But
no, yeah, because I'm Italian. I'm so educated, yes.
I didn't say that.
Frick.
Who said that?
Okay, and last one of
Hang
mine.
Hang on.
I've moved on.
You certainly have.
Moved
townie,
on, pal.
Townie depends on context.
Moved on, pal.
And geographic
moved on.
Location.
Couldn't give a shit what you think.
Yeah. Two.
Last one.
You're not doing well, mate.
Last one.
Yeah.
Gaylord.
Right. Now...
Now, we use this in a group.
Ten. Because this is
proper
nice.
Proper primary
this is,
school.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it reminds me, and obviously, you didn't know what it meant at that time. It's
no.
not meant as a homophobic insult
no.
for any gay listeners. But we've got a little group that call themselves G-Lords, and that's short for Gaylords. But we're deliberately short at G-Lords, so we don't want to offend anyone. But it's not about being homophobic, it's just... Mm. I don't know, it's just a funny word, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this leads nicely onto mine, which has...
Oh, well, let's talk about yours, because that's the most important thing.
I didn't say that, but I said it leads nicely onto mine, because yours were dog shit, basically.
Not really.
Well, Wally was quite good.
Wazzock is fucking genius. Get to rate that, that's a fucking 9 out of 10.
What do I give it?
You didn't, because I didn't.
He didn't list let me. It. Oh yeah, you talked over.
No, we did. Well, Wally. We started with Wally.
It's five.
Pillock.
No, Wasik is five.
Pillock.
Seven.
Burke. Eight. That's awful. That's eight. Awful.
No, Burke, but I like it. Too. I like it.
I know that's because you're a cunt.
But you're asking me to rate them.
I know.
If you want to rate them, you can.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go Burke, three.
Mm-hmm.
Pillock, six.
Mm.
Wasik, nine.
Yeah.
Wally, eight.
Mm.
Gary, six. Trev, seven.
Mm-hmm.
Towney, two.
Mm.
Gaylord, 10.
Okay.
Done.
Good. Excellent.
Your turn.
Okay. You going to turn it off again, or?
Go on, Wally.
Okay, put it down, though.
Okay, Wally.
Yeah. Why are you not putting it down on there?
But, no one knows what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, you got hold of the phone and you're not giving it to me like a child would, and then you're drawing it away as I go to get it.
I don't know what
like
your problem is. Get off
so
my
now
phone.
I've got it. Huh?
Get off my phone.
No.
Get off, you rapist.
That's not very nice,
sexist.
Is it?
Stop touching that.
So there is some sexuality involved in some of these.
That's what I would call you.
Okay. I mean, we can part mine for another time if you feel like you really need to talk.
I just wanted to call you a bellend.
Okay. Well,
7 out of 10.
You've done that. Do you feel happier now?
7 out of 10 for a 2 out of 10 person.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's, yeah, good. Well done. Do you feel better now?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Wally.
Twat.
Burke.
So twat. I mean,
no, that's still in use. It's not
but
an
you
old
didn't
insult.
Say, no. But it's an old insult that
well,
I used
no.
back in the day.
Definition.
No.
Yeah, because no. it's no longer used as frequent. I did pre-see this at the start of the session.
But you didn't pre-see it or whatever you fucking say.
Pre-see.
Before I put my list together. So I'm just going to read out
no,
some
that
more
is true.
Well,
well,
I'm going to just
I'm
say
gonna move on from that.
I'm going to say my
any
favourite
new
insults.
Ones. Yeah. Any new ones. Shit.
Twat.
The clue is a name. Old insults.
Twat.
Yeah.
I said, you're a fucking twat, Alex. Yeah? What a fucking pillock you are, Alex.
Yeah.
Right. Now this is where...
Pillocks. Pillocks on your list.
Yeah, pillocks.
High fives.
Right, thanks. Excellent. Now this is where... it comes with an 18 rating. Because,
I've just seen
yeah,
this.
You've seen the list. Because
this is
some
school.
Of them is sexual and...
This is highly inappropriate.
Yeah. So... Spastic.
You can't.
I know you can't, but you I mean, you must have used that fairly recently. So,
let's just be really clear on this. This isn't a favourite old insult. This is an old insult.
This is old insult recap that I found funny back in the day, but now being older and wiser and more beautiful and intelligent, right, I can now see the error of my ways. Mm. But calling someone a fucking spastic back in the day was brilliant, okay?
Really?
And then also
I'm
Joey,
not keen on that.
You Joey, i.e. Joey Deacon,
the
Joey
guy off
Deacon
Blue Peter.
Off Blue Peter, star of the Joey Deacon steeplechase
well,
game.
Well, people used to go like this and they go, who Joey Deacon? It's not nice.
It's not nice.
When you think about
but
it
but again, we're not having a list of nice things.
No,
we're
not.
A list of
but
insults.
I think, you know, they...
But this is what, I wouldn't say I use these now.
Good.
Right?
Good.
Joey Deacon, Fanny... You're a fanny. You fanny.
Your beard looks like a fanny.
You're a fanny.
Your beard
right?
looks like a
okay.
fanny. It's not even a beard, really. It's more like a...
Wanker.
Muff.
Wanker.
No, that's still used.
Wank stain.
Still used.
But, again, shut the fuck up, right?
No, it's old insults. It's a clue. I even
but
told
I don't
you
use these. I don't use these anymore, so to
you
me,
do.
They're
You've
old.
You've called me a wanker several times.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, well, prove it.
I will. I'll go back through the old recording.
Who gives a shit?
Say wanker.
Right? Wanker or wanker.
Just because you can't concentrate.
Stain. You wank stain. Brilliant.
Wank stain.
Yeah,
brilliant. Give you wank stain, not wanker.
Dickhead. Right? Dickhead. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? Don't think it gets
you
used that much.
You have got a dick
much.
On your head as well.
I mean, if you... I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing, right?
Well, that's because
you're
an idiot.
And then we're going back onto the kind of
sexual
incorrect. Ones, which
sexual.
Shouldn't be used. It's like, you bender.
Mm-hmm.
You gay, you queer, you puff. Now,
offensive.
I've got lots of good friends that are homosexual and would have reclaimed those words for themselves,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a good thing. But
yeah.
it's certainly something I think back in the 80s you will possibly hear in the playground.
Yeah, and it was meant offensively as well,
wasn't
it?
It was meant offensively, but obviously you would never use those anymore.
Yeah, a bit like
but,
Gaylord.
Or Bender, you Bender.
Bender is it probably out of those homophobic.
But Bender was
insults.
Also a item on the Wimpy menu back in the 1980s.
What?
A Bender. It was a Frankfurter. Are
you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't
yeah.
know that.
No, now you do.
Well, that's good to know. Stop touching my phone, you freak.
Freak. Racist.
Freak racist. At least I'm not insulting the whole gay community like you did.
But...
Hello, Nick. How you doing? You right? Welcome back to the Alex and Nick pod, right? It's me, Fun Man.
I thought I'd shot you in the stomach.
No.
And then burnt you.
No, you missed and... How did I miss
burning you?
Well, because you didn't put enough petrol on. So you scarred me face. Then I went home and I went to a plastic surgeon.
A what?
A plastic surgeon.
Right.
And he said, that Nick, he's a right fucking Joey Deacon. And I wouldn't bother with him.
Mm.
And I said, that's not very nice language. Even if Nick likes to use it, don't do it with me.
Well, I'd say, Fontman, if that is your real name.
Yes.
That you are...
Gary Fontman. Gary Trevor Fontman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to be
yes,
formal.
I'm also a townie.
But the fact I've shot you twice in the stomach and then burnt you...
Yes.
Why are you back?
Because... Alex invited me back and he said he wanted to talk about two things.
Mm.
Number one is your fucking disgraceful behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is the worst fonts, because we talked about favourite fonts the other week. You know, back in the day when you were still a dickhead.
Mm.
We talked about it then. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk about worst fonts.
Yeah.
So, Nick, I'd like to ask you, what is your worst font?
The worst fart.
Font.
Fart.
Font.
Font.
Font. You know, the way you write on a computer, like a word processor.
I don't have a worst font.
You do. What about that one told me about the other day? You said, I really despise Wingdings.
I haven't seen you since I shot you twice in the stomach and then tried to burn you.
Yes. But you still have a worse font. That's why you tried to burn me. Because
you
don't like
you
talking about
you're
fonts.
A terrible, terrible person.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
You are. You're terrible.
You even gave me a font last time. Don't pretend you hate me when you love me and you like to talk about fonts. What is your favourite
font? I mean, you couldn't
font?
Be further from the truth, if truth be told.
Come
which
on.
It is.
You're an aerial guy, aren't you?
A what, sorry?
An aerial guy. Well, you're a Calibri man. Where are you? Which is it? Which is it?
Which is what?
Which is it?
Which is it? Which
Ariel.
Is tits? What? Which? Well, I don't know what you're talking
never
about.
Never heard of witch's tits.
A witch's tits. It's colder than a witch's tits. Have you never heard that?
Is that a font?
Font, man.
Is that a font?
You fucking disgrace.
Come on, just give me your worst font and we can get this section over with.
If I had an axe, right,
yes.
I would set upon
still
you.
Still not helping on the font conversation.
Okay, I'm not entertaining that conversation.
Well, you need to, because this is a podcast.
Axe,
you need to be informing your listeners.
I would chop off your arms first.
Okay.
And then see how that went.
Okay. Hmm. Wouldn't make any difference to what I'm seeing. So,
well, you're probably saying,
what kind of font? Well, that
rather
would,
than...
That'd be Arial, wouldn't it? So, what... So what kind of font is your worst ever font?
I don't know, I really can't think.
You can.
I can't.
Don't be a dickhead.
All right. Fucking what I did to you before would be like a fucking holiday.
Yeah, okay.
Compared to what I am.
You keep threatening
here.
Me, but nothing's going to happen, is it?
Huh?
Nothing's going to happen.
Well, something happened before.
Yeah, I reckon you're a Bauhaus man. You don't like Bauhaus, do you?
I do like Bauhaus. What, are you talking about the architectural
no,
style?
No, the fonts.
Oh,
so you're,
or the band.
You're writing a really important
oh,
letter
okay.
at work, you know, probably handing in resignation because you're shite at your job or something. I don't know
Helvetica.
Helvetica. Thank you. We got there in the end. Wasn't that difficult? Now you've got to ask me what my least favourite font is.
No, I'm not going to ask you.
Okay. It's the Nick Griffiths font because it's full of fucking shit.
Alex.
Yes, Nicholas.
Where have you been? Yeah, you're in the toilet.
Yeah, toilet, yeah.
You will probably guess who is here.
Yeah,
you might not. Someone else is here.
Dickie Bell?
Nope.
Font Man.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, your repertoire of characters is fairly thin, so you were going to... It's 50-50.
What do you mean, your repertoire of characters?
Okay. Yes, Font Man was here.
Was it?
Yeah.
So I did think, Nick, before we went to Font Man,
sure.
I did think, do you ever listen to Atletico Mints?
Yes.
Very funny podcast.
Very funny.
And I like the Roy Hodgson one.
Wherever.
Yeah, you go, Wilfred. Great goal, Wilfred.
It's quite loud.
Yeah. So I did think about doing that, but then I thought Atletico Mints do it. So I'm not going to bother.
No, because that is good, and this is not.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And Font Man kind of drags us into the
dungeon.
So
anyway, Font Man was here, was he? Font Man was here?
Yeah.
And?
What?
Well, what did he say? What was he asking?
Oh, he's asking what my least favourite font was.
And it is?
Is what?
What is your least favourite font?
Oh, can't remember. It's Helvetica.
Oh, and what was Font Man's least favourite?
Well, I don't know, he didn't say.
I thought he did. I thought someone way out. So begin with G or something.
I don't know. Well, if you know, then you don't need me to answer.
Well, I just can't remember what it was.
Oh, fine. That's good. Well, I'm sure you can live without that knowledge.
Okay, I probably can. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just concluding this week's Pod Roys.
Oh, it's my mic. Oh, it's better.
Concluding this week's Pod Roys. What's bothering you, Nick, apart from your squeaky back?
Squeaky back.
And your face, it looks like a big vagina.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why have you been so insulting today, you fucking massive prick?
What's the problem? You dish it out, you can't take it back.
I can take it, that's fine. I've heard that question.
I heard you can take it,
what's
bitch.
That mean? Oh, it's a bit sexual,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's bothering you
just
this week?
It's making me feel a little bit uncomfortable, that statement.
Feel a bit dirty?
Just a bit itchy on the inside, but that might be to do with the intestinal worms, which obviously, as we both know, are fairly is sometimes prevalent in youngsters.
What's bothering you?
What was that? Did you smacking
the table?
It was almost like a judge slamming his gavel down, or gavel, gavel, gavel.
Oh, shut up! Just tell me what's bothering you this week.
What really?
You know, we normally do this at the end of the pod droid. What is bothering you? You know, you sort of say something that's getting your tits. Or
excuse
a feeling
me.
In general.
Work's a bit shit at the moment. Mm. I mean, no. That's encroaching on real life, eh?
Mm.
What's bothering me? Nothing. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say
that. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very interesting.
That doesn't have to be.
But is it better than making something up?
Yeah, I think so. If you're in a good place.
I mean,
we're pretty lucky in the scheme of things, aren't we?
This whole pod droid is basically making things up. No, it's not actually making things up. Characters.
Didn't know we had any characters.
Yeah, we have. But what we've done, we've managed to kind of keep them at bay for the last three or four.
Well, I quite like characters,
Nick,
I'll be
honest with you.
You
do, but, yeah. You know, that's what's bothering me. Okay.
Well,
here we go. This is what's bothering me.
Yeah,
is the reintroduction of characters into, you know, this very not well listened to pod droid,
okay.
Which I do listen to because I think, you know, I enjoy it. It's nice to spend time with you.
You love the sound of your own voice, don't you?
No, but I like spending time with you.
If you were chocolate, would you eat yourself?
Huh?
If you were chocolate,
don't use
would you
my
yourself?
Insults against me, you fucking twat. So, in the answer to your question, actually, nothing's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all right, Jack. What about you, Alex?
Oh,
speak. Well.
Thanks for asking, Nick Griffiths.
Right.
I think what's bothering me is your face.
Right.
Looks a bit like a vagina. Bye, everyone.